Howdy. I'm Matt Austin, and this is the final episode of the Women's Rhetoric Podcast on the now Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. After a very stressful week of constantly updating Twitter at 5 a.m., the 2020 presidential election has finally been called for former Vice President Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris. This impressive come-from-behind victory was marked by an overwhelming amount of support from voters of color and women in important swing states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan. Though President Trump has yet to concede the election, barring a shocking Electoral College twist on December 14th, Senator Harris will become the first female vice president in the history of the United States next January. It was an extremely tight race that came down to a few thousand votes in swing states. As of recording this, the Biden-Harris ticket has won a projected 290 electoral votes and are favored to win 16 more from Georgia, which has not yet been called. Despite a now clear win in the Electoral College, the election looked like it was actually going to be won by President Trump early on. Anyone who went to bed early on Tuesday night was sure to think that President Trump had won his re-election, but as the mail-in ballots began to be counted that night, it was clear that the Democrats were gaining some serious Joe-mentum. Mail-in votes put Biden and Harris ahead in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, and eventually over the top in Nevada and Pennsylvania. But what does this actually mean for the country? For starters, it could mean an increase in female elected officials in the coming years. Data conducted by the Pew Research Center shows that in the years following President Obama's election, there was a steady increase in the number of black members of the U.S. House of Representatives. It seems that a similar trend could appear in the near future for women seeking office. This is especially true considering the demographic support that the Democratic Party has been getting recently. In the 2016 election, 54% of women voted for Hillary Clinton, including an almost unbelievable 98% of black women. Early exit polling data from this election are showing similar results among women. As the country grows and progresses, Americans are demanding a candidate that represents and reflects them. This is made even more abundantly clear by the work of Georgia's Stacey Abrams, who was instrumental in increasing voter turnout in her state, enough to help turn it blue for the first time in decades. There will now be an entire generation of young women who grew up believing that they can be anything they set their sights on because there is now a female vice president. What does this mean for Harris, though? Obviously, she'll have her work cut out for her over the next 4 years as vice president. From COVID to the recession, racial tensions, and a growing political divide, there will be plenty of things to keep the vice president busy, but that doesn't mean that she won't be thinking about a possible run for president in 2024. Joe Biden has spoken about wanting to be a transitional president to help bring the nation into a post-Trump U.S., which has led many to suspect that he will not seek re-election at the time of his term. Again, this isn't surprising considering in his inauguration, President Biden will be over 77 years old, making him the oldest president in U.S. history. And if he were to run and win again in 2024, he would be well over 80 years old at this point. This would make Kamala, if she was still interested in becoming president, the odds-on favorite at winning the Democratic nomination and succeeding President Biden. This isn't just a manner of speaking, though. Vegas casinos actually give Harris the current best odds at winning the 2024 election, including better odds than her running mate, Joe Biden. Harris isn't the only woman who was predicted to make a run for the presidency, though. Former Republican Governor of South Carolina Nikki Haley, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and the Democratic representative of New York's 14th Congressional District, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have all been rumored as potential candidates for the 2024 presidential election, though none of them have yet come out to say they are running. Though Harris may not be the most beloved candidate in the history of the United States, it is undeniable that her impact will be felt for decades to come. She has broken, essentially, the second-to-last gender barrier remaining in the U.S. democracy, and has changed the course of U.S. history forever. She represents the best parts of the American dream, and is sure to be a star for young women to aspire towards for the rest of her career and beyond.